This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour, and this week we're featuring the film Good Will Hunting. This is a 1997 American psychological drama directed by Gus Van Sant and written by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. It also stars Robin Williams, Damon of course, Affleck, Stellan Skarsgård and Minnie Driver. Well, the film received positive reviews from critics and grossed over $225 million during its theatrical run in the US against a $10 million budget. So there you go, a bit of profit. At the 70th Academy Awards, it received nominations in 9 categories, including Best Picture and Best Director, and won in 2. Best Supporting Actor for Williams and Best Original Screenplay for Affleck and Damon. In 2014, it was ranked at number 53 in the Hollywood Reporter's 100 Favorite Film list. Let's take a listen to the trailer.
On the campus of one of America's leading universities.
There is a problem on the main hallway chalkboard. It took my colleagues and I more than 2 years to prove it. I'm hoping that one of you might prove it by the end of the semester.
The most gifted mind to ever enter its classrooms.
This is great. Who did this?
Is the person who cleans its floors.
I just need the name of this guy who works in my building.
Got this job through his PO, you can call him.
PO?
Parole officer.
Meet Will Hunting.
I've been looking over this rap sheet of yours. Assault, theft, resisting.
I've spoken to the judge, and he's agreed to release you. Under my supervision.
Really?
You have to meet with a therapist every week.
That's pretty good.
For the first time in his life, he's about to meet his match.
How many shrinks you go to before me?
5. This boy's genius is unparalleled. I need someone who can get through to him.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm pumped. Let's let the healing begin. I went on a date last week.
Going out again?
No, no. This girl's like, you know, beautiful. She's smart. She's fun. She's like perfect right now. I don't want to ruin that.
Maybe you're perfect right now. Maybe you don't want to ruin that.
Have you talked to him at all about his future?
Give him time to figure out what he wants.
This boy has that gift. Can you imagine if Einstein would have given that up just to get drunk with his buddies every night?
Some people can never believe in themselves.
I can't learn anything from you unless you want to talk about you.
Until someone believes in them.
You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
And you're sitting on a winning lottery ticket. I'd do anything to have what you got.
And some never know how much they can have.
I love you.
Until they discover how much they can give. Academy Award winner Robin Williams, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Stellan Skarsgård, and Minnie Driver. Good Will Hunting, nominated for 9 Academy Awards.
The film trailer there for Good Will Hunting. Well, musically, this is an interesting one indeed, as it features the music of Elliott Smith. Smith was an American singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. Smith was born in Omaha, Nebraska, raised primarily in Texas, and lived much of his life in Portland, Oregon, where he gained popularity. Well, Smith's primary instrument was the guitar, though he also played piano, clarinet, bass, guitar, drums, and harmonica. He had a distinctive vocal style characterized by his whispery, spiderweb-thin delivery and often used multi-tracking to create vocal layers, textures, and harmonies. In 1997, he signed a contract with DreamWorks Records, from which he recorded his final 2 albums, and Smith rose to mainstream prominence when he sang Miss Misery included in the soundtrack for the film Good Will Hunting. Well, he also featured other tracks in the film, and we're going to start off now with this one from Elliot Smith, and this is Between the Bars.
Drink up, baby, stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure of days. Do what I say. Make you okay and drive them away. The images stuck in your head. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore. They push and shove and warp into your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up, baby, look at the stars. I'll kiss you again between the bars, where I've seen you there with your hands in the air, waiting to finally be caught. Drink it one more time and I'll make you mine. Keep you you the best, keep the things you forgot. The people you've been before that you don't want around anymore. They push and shove and warp into your will.
Opening up the music of the movie Good Will Hunting. We'll have more from Elliot Smith throughout the programme. This is called Between the Bars. The plot, well, 20-year-old Will Hunting, played by Matt Damon of South Boston, is a natural genius who is self-taught and has recently been paroled from jail. He works as a janitor at the MIT and spends his free time drinking with his friends Chucky, Billy and Morgan. That's Casey Affleck, Cole Hauser and Ben Affleck. When Professor Gerard Lambert, played by Stellan Skarsgård, posts a difficult combinatorial mathematics problem on a blackboard as a challenge for his graduate students, Will solves the problem anonymously, stunning both the students and Lambo. As a challenge to the unknown genius, Lambert posts an even more difficult problem. He later catches Will writing the solution on the blackboard late at night, but initially thinks Will is vandalizing it, I said, Jabal, and chases him off.
It was raining, yeah. and there's no four walls to keep away. Keep away the cold, and there's no way that I can walk around the streets of this old town without a hand, without a hand, a home. It was raining this morning. It was raining this morning. It was raining this morning, and I feel as low and lonely as the rain. Now let it rain.
To the music from the film Good Will Hunting. Well, at a bar, Will meets Skylar, played by Minnie Driver, a British woman about to graduate from Harvard College who plans on attending medical school at Stanford. Here's Elliot Smith again, and this is called Angelus.
Everything you do, all your secret wishes could I never shall be coming true. Be forever with my poison arms around you. No one's gonna fool around with us. No one's gonna fool around with us. So glad to meet you, Angela.
Radio Europe. Alan T. On the Director's Cut.
Welcome back. Hope you're enjoying the music from the movie Good Will Hunting. Well, Will is particularly struck by Sean's story, played by Robin Williams, of how he met his wife, who later died of cancer, by giving up his ticket to the historic Game 6 of the 1975 World Series after falling in love at first sight. Well, Sean's explanation for surrendering his ticket was to see about a girl, and he did not regret his decision. This encourages Will to build a relationship with Skylar, though he lies to her about his past and is reluctant to introduce her to his friends or show her his rundown neighborhood. Here are the Waterboys, and this is called Fisherman's Blues from the movie Good Will Hunting.
Tumbling on the seas, far away from dry land and its bitter memories, casting out my sweet life with a band of none that love. Oh, ceiling bearing down on me, save the starry sky above with light in my head, you in my
great track, The Water Boys there from the movie Good Will Hunting. This is Talk Radio Europe, TRE. My name is Alan T and you're listening to The Director's Cut. Well, Lambert sets up a number of job interviews for Will, but Will scorns them by sending Chucky as his chief negotiator and by turning down a position at the NSA with a scathing critique of the agency's moral position. Skylar asks Will to move to California with her, but he refuses until he is an orphan and that his foster father physically abused him. Will breaks up with Skylar and later storms out on Lambert, dismissing the mathematical research he was doing. Musically, continuing here, this is another Elliott Smith track, and this is No Name, number 3, The Director's Cut, Good Will Hunting on TRE.
We arrive too late. A mouse world over me. I turned off the light. So come on, you're a witness. You see me interrupt a good old fashioned fight. So
true, why do I lie? by. If I give up my lines, will I die? If fortunes are favored, then I am in labor, and I'm trying so hard to leave lying behind. To be hazy, I don't think that I'm crazy, but I've had some moments where I am not sure. And if you can forgive me for just being human, then I will try harder to keep my words pure. I could be on the border, it could be a disorder.
Of Luscious Jackson and Why Do I Lie here on the Director's Cut today. Well, Will walks in on a heated argument between Sean and Lambert over his potential. Sean and Will share and find out that they were both victims of child abuse. Well, later, Chucky goes to Will's house to pick him up, only to find that he's not there. More about that after the break.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Continuing now, the music from the movie Good Will Hunting here in the Director's Cut. Well, Will sends Sean a letter telling him to tell Lambert that he had to go see about a girl, revealing he passed on the job offer and instead is heading to California to reunite with Skylar. Continuing now with the music of Elliot Smith and Say Yes.
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. We broke up a month ago and I grew up. I didn't know I'd be around the morning after. Been wait and see a happy day, and then you pay and feel like shit the morning after. But now I feel changed around, and instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after. Situations get fucked up and turned around sooner or later. I could be another fool or an exception to the rule. You tell me the morning after. Spin can't come to rest. I'm damaged bad at best. She'll decide what she wants. I'll probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't.
The featured in the movie Good Will Hunting, the music of Elliot Smith. Well, Smith's struggle with drugs and mental illness affect his life and work and often appeared in his lyrics. In 2003, age 34, he died in Los Angeles, California, from two stab wounds to the chest. The autopsy evidence did not determine whether his wounds were self-inflicted. Well, at the time of his death, Smith was working on his sixth studio album, From a Basement on the Hill, which was posthumously produced and released in 2004. Slight change of music pace here from the Dandy Warhols, and this is Boys Better.
Tea. younger day when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
How can you mend this broken?
few more tracks to go here. We're going to finish off with one more track from Elliott Smith as we continue now with music from the movie Good Will Hunting.
TRE.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Watch this.
Be somebody's baby. I said she must be somebody's baby. Well, all the guys on the corner stand back a little while come by. I said she must be somebody's baby. I said she's got to be somebody's baby. I said she must be somebody's baby. She's alright. She's probably somebody's only light. Gonna shine tonight. Yeah, she's probably somebody's baby, alright. I heard her talking to a friend when she thought nobody else was around. Oh, I said she must be somebody's baby. I said she's got to be somebody's baby. Well, all the cars and the signs and the streetlights light up the town. Yeah, I said she must be somebody's baby. I said she's got to be somebody's baby. I said she must be somebody's baby. But she's alright. She's probably somebody's only light. Gonna shine tonight. Yeah, she's probably somebody's baby. Alright. I try to shut my eyes, but I can't get her out of my sight. Yeah, I know I'm gonna know her, but I gotta get. Well, I'm just gonna walk up to her. I'm gonna talk to her tonight. Tonight. I said she must be somebody's baby. I said she's got to be somebody's baby. I said she must be somebody's baby. But she's all. Somebody's on the light, gonna shine tonight. Yeah, she's probably somebody's baby, alright. Tonight, she's probably somebody's baby, alright. I said she must be somebody's baby.
Andrew Donald and his interpretation of Somebody's Baby from the movie Good Will Hunting. And we got two more tracks to come, and I'm sure you'll recognise the introduction to this one. This is the extended version of Joey Rafferty's classic Baker Street featured in the film. And then we're going to play out with Elliott Smith's final track, Miss Misery, which was nominated for an Oscar when the film was released. Thank you much indeed for my superb and very, very efficient producer, Mari, for putting everything together. I'll be with you next time for another edition of The Director's Cut. Enjoy the music. Have a great week. Bye for now.
So easy, but
'Cause you're trying now. I know the year and then you'd be happy. Just one more year and then you'd be happy. But you're crying now.
There's a light in his place. He opens the door, he's got that look on his face, and he asks you where you've been. You tell him who you've seen, and you talk about anything. He's got this dream about buying some land. He's gonna give up the booze and the one night stands, and then he'll settle down in some quiet little town and forget about everything. But you know he'll always keep moving. You know he's never gonna stop moving. 'Cause he's rolling, he's rolling.
To a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit TRE.radio.